our faith in Christ grows deep in the soil of adversity. And our attitude during that time is to be one of joy. But how does that happen? That's the question we'll be tackling over the next several days here on Day by Day. James chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. In the Greek, the word joy is the first word of the sentence, and this is to denote emphasis. There is an emphasis on joy. The Christian's attitude and deep-seated emotion is to be one of joy, no matter the situation. The type of joy James is talking about is pure joy, unmixed joy, complete joy, joy that only the Lord can provide a soul, and joy that only comes when we have an eternal perspective. Paul expressed this eternal perspective in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, when he said, "For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us." Jesus had eternal perspective when he endured the cross for the joy set before him. The Christians being addressed in the book of Hebrews had an eternal perspective because it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 34, "For you had compassion on those in prison and joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one." What do you think the author meant when he said that they had an abiding possession? He means that they had placed their joy in the fact that even though the enemy can take away physical amenities, they cannot destroy a Christian's hope and joy in Jesus Christ. He is our abiding eternal possession, and we are his. But James tells us emphatically, imperatively, and authoritatively to consider the test of trials as a reason to rejoice. Well, why does he have to command us to do that? Well, James has to command us to do so because it's not our natural inclination. No one skips out of the doctor's office after having been told that they have heart disease, saying, "Look at how God's going to use me." No one initially rejoices over the fact that their boss mistreats them. A joyful attitude is not at the top of the temperament list when we undergo trials, unless we have trained our minds and hearts according to God's word. And this is a fight that you and I have to engage in when there's peace and tranquility in our lives so that we can face trials when they come with hope and resolve and joy. So you and I must grow to learn and accept that all things are worked according to God's will. And we must teach our hearts and our minds by the grace of God and the Spirit's help that He is working towards our good and His glory in and through all things. The adversity in our life can be used to deepen our faith in Him, which is a reason to rejoice. And that is joy that you can carry with you day by day. Today, please pray for Jairo Bonilla and his family, our missionaries in Costa Rica. Also, remember the Arabic LifeWord broadcast heard throughout the Middle East, Australia, Canada, and the USA.